2010, number 98, retail electric sales from renewable sources. And Mr. Ramey, you're representing proponents on this one, too?
Yes, I'm back. Mr. Bolden Dubois is back. And Ms. Eubanks and everybody else in the room will leave us alone. We can do this one in just a couple minutes.
Okay. No. Very good.
They didn't take the bait.
Are there any questions for proponents on number 98? If not, then thank you. And then we'll turn to the question of whether this comprises a single subject. Is there anyone who would like to testify in opposition to the measure? Mr. Newman.
Thank you. Chris Newman again with the law firm Greenberg Traurig on behalf of Tri-State. And so briefly, proposed initiative 98 creates a process by which customers or members of municipal utilities or cooperative electric associations vote to commit themselves to increased percentages of retail electric sales from renewable sources. And on our reading, we believe this proposal creates multiple subjects. Briefly, it's granting new authority to both municipal utilities and cooperative electric associations to bind themselves to these new renewable energy standards. It creates a new petition authority for municipally owned utilities. We previously discussed in one of the earlier initiatives whether an election process speaking to one specific issue would be enough. Here, I think we have a broader framework. Not only do we have a petition process, but we're setting some new standards about how the election will be supervised. What is the standard for reviewing signatures? Here, the standard suggested is substantial compliance. What is the vote required of the entities? Here, the suggestion is in all cases a majority vote. And we believe that not only are we establishing a petition and election process, but we're changing the substance of how we see that process presently. We're establishing also a framework where municipal utilities and cooperative electric associations are making, under this proposal, irreversible decisions on renewable energy standards, which is a departure from the present framework. We're granting new authority to the Public Utilities Commission to supervise municipal elections and to vet the validity of petition signatures, authorities it doesn't presently have. And I believe we are also modifying the municipal election process. And for these reasons, we feel this initiative suffers from multiple objectives.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Newman. Anyone else? Mr. Johnson.
Thank you. Once again, Craig Johnson with Fairfield and Woods on behalf of the Colorado Association of Municipal Utilities. As with the previous initiatives, we would echo the concerns that were raised by Tri-State. We believe that it does violate the single subject rule. Not only does it create this opt-in opportunity for members who wish to be subject to the renewable standards, it creates what appears to be, in the first section, an affirmative requirement that an increase in the renewable standards be adopted. And it grants new and unprecedented powers to the Public Utilities Commission. As Mr. Newman had indicated, the PUC has no current authority to regulate municipal elections. In fact, under the Constitution, it has no power to regulate municipal entities at all. However, these new and expanded powers of the PUC are included in this measure as well. And as with the initiatives 57 and 58, it creates a new scheme for municipal elections. While they do relate in some fashion to the vote to opt in, these are separate and distinct topics. They're not necessary. They're not related specifically to the issue of the opt-in. And I think because it has multi-facets, it's not something that meets the single subject rule and is not subject to a ballot setting today.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else on single subject questions? Mr. Ramey, would you like to respond? And I guess I would, maybe I'll ask you a question related to that.
I was going to say I wish Mr. Gessler were here to help me with this one. This is much the flip of the provision.
Yeah, do you just want to take what you said before and put a knot before everything you said?
Well, no. Actually, I was going to take Mr. Gessler's comments.
Yeah, that would be the other
thing.
Endorse
them wholeheartedly, since this is really the flip side of that.
I should have asked you this question when we began, but in subsection, I'm trying to compare subsections 2 and with subsection 3. And subsection 2 says any cooperative electric association or municipally owned utility shall. And that's my question is, do we really mean shall, or is this kind of the shall that's sort of like a may? Shall by affirmative vote increase the percentage of renewable energy resources? That seems like a mandatory requirement, and I'm not sure whether that's different from subsection 3 that says that they shall conduct an election if.
I think the intent of this, I think the way the language is to read is in the event of regard to 2, in the event of an affirmative vote, they shall do this, and they shall hold an election.
Okay.
3, given the following.
So it shall if there's an affirmative vote. It's that you'll have to increase it, but it's if there's an affirmative
right.
vote.
Right. Oh, exactly.
And then subsection
they
3.
By affirmative vote of its customers, not only.
Okay.
That's the intent of that.
Okay. And is there anything you want to say about the concerns about multiple subjects?
I think this is, as with the measure that we were opposing this morning, this is a single subject. Virtually everything in here is an implementation. All the election and so forth would be run. I don't think that detracts from the fact.
Okay. Any other testimony on the question of single subject compliance? If not, then I'll turn to discussion by the board. Is there any discussion? Ms. Eubanks?
I think that this measure constitutes a single subject. I think all of the provisions relate to this opt-in process, the duties of the PUC, the requirement to have an election upon certain things happening, either the board of directors or the petition. All of it relates to the opt-in process, and so I think it constitutes a single subject, and I would move that the board proceed to set a title.
I'll second that. And I do think, I mean, the provisions in subsections 4, 5, and 6 concerning petitions and elections and so forth, I think, are related to the single subject. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Then let's turn to the staff draft, and Ms. Gomez is displaying it on the screen in the room. Starting with Mr. Ramey, do you have any comments about the staff draft?
Just one suggestion. I think for both actors in line 9, after the words utility, retail, electric sales, if we could insert the words from renewable energy.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Any other testimony on the staff drafts? Mr. Newman.
So one suggestion we had was where it says in line 3 after the comma, allowing the customers, members, to vote to require. You know, to clarify, these are cooperative electric associations whose customers or members have already voted to opt out of the renewable energy standard. I mean, it's, I'm not sure the voters understand what they're getting here, is that they're, the playing field we're starting with is one of an opt-out, and now we're reversing that decision and opting in. And the suggested language would be something like, after Cooperative Electric Association, whose customers or members have voted to opt out of Colorado's renewable energy standard. One other change we would suggest in line 6 after authorized the election, semicolon, something to the effect, granting to the Colorado Public Utilities Commission new authority to monitor such elections, comma, and requiring such elections to be supervised.
And requiring such elections?
Continuing
with the language. Okay. Yeah, picking up with the languages there. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, Mr. Singer.
Consistent with what we've done before, again, this talks about on line 2, renewable energy resources. Let me get back to this definitional issue where the statute talks about eligible energy resources or electric resource standards. I don't think that particular term is used in the statute. So I think to be consistent with what we've done before, we had to go back to trying to remember now what we went with. Eligible energy resources, which is what the statute talks about.
This measure, though, specifically only talks about renewable energy, so I think we're okay. 124 talks about more than that, but I don't think you could use this measure if it passed to increase the other stuff that's in 124, I don't think.
Okay, I guess I was looking at, it does talk about renewable energy resources as that term is defined in 124.1A. I thought that was back to eligible energy resources. Right, right. No, I understand that. Well, the term renewable energy resources is not defined in the measure, is it?
No.
It refers back to the statute, 124.1A. Okay. And you're not wanting this to refer to eligible resources, the broader term, just renewable? Okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Ramey?
I could just correct one thing. By the way, I appreciate the board's sidebars out here. We can resolve some problems that way. As I understand this, subject to Mr. Golden DuBois grabbing me by the neck here in a second, to address one of the comments made earlier, this does not apply just to utilities that have previously opted out. It permits anybody to increase their retail electric sales from renewable energy resources and above the current mandates. Not opted out.
Okay.
Essentially that way.
Okay, thank you. If there's no other testimony, then let me turn to board discussion concerning the staff drafts. Any suggested changes to the staff drafts? Ms. Eubanks?
I'm working on it. I think especially Mr. Ramey referenced the fact that this, in a way, is the flip of an earlier measure we were dealing with. So in some of the approach we took on that title, I think we could probably take here and simplify. And although, you know, I just have my notes from the earlier, I don't have the final version that we adopted. So I'm scrambling. But I think in terms of the statement of the single subject, it would be along the lines of concerning elections for customers to increase, and I'm trying to get the language right, increase public utilities' use of renewable energy resources.
Okay. Let me say that again.
Yeah, right. elections for customers to increase public utilities, and that should be possessive, use of renewable energy resources. Elections for customers. Oh, yeah. Delete the exist.
Not all.
No.
Well, I guess that's okay. I guess that's okay.
Well, or at least through that line, you can keep the renewable energy resources. You want to, however you want to do it.
Well, I thought it was going to be elections for
customers to increase.
To increase, and then
and
I
then
think
I
there would,
would,
yeah, be,
whether we do singular or plural, I think we've got to have, whether we say electric utility or public.
Certain public utility, public utilities.
I guess we used electric utilities before, so whether we use to increase electric utilities, I think it should be plural possessive.
Yeah. Apostrophe.
Concerning elections for customers to increase electric utilities' use of renewable energy resources.
Okay. Good to me.
I would move that change.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0.
And then I'm trying to remember exactly how we ended up.
Would it be helpful if we pulled up?
Can we do that?
I think so.
I think it was for
97.
For 57? No, it wasn't that one. It was 57.
Oh. Oh. 57?
I think so.
Okay. Sorry.
The 57?
57. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So if we do something similar in terms of authorizing members or customers of an electric utility to increase by majority vote the utility's use of renewable energy resources?
Yeah.
Specifying procedures for calling and conducting an election.
Mm-hmm. So can we copy that last clause, starting with authorizing members or customers, everything in, let's just copy it and paste it into 98, and then we'll plagiarize from there.
After in connection therewith, I think, right?
Yeah. Okay, so what do we need to do to massage that?
Yeah. Okay, I think we need to change approve increase. And strike exemption of the and make utility singular possessive. The utilities.
Singular or plural?
I think it should be singular. Since we're talking about the customers, remember. So, singular possessive.
Apostrophe S.
Use.
Use.
Of renewable energy resources. Strike from specific electric resource standards.
Strike everything to the semicolon.
And then I would strike all the language on lines 6 through 13.
Oh, and in connection therewith, authorizing members or customers of an electric utility to increase by majority vote the utility's use of renewable energy resources, semicolon, and specifying procedures, et cetera.
It covers everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
I think there's one definite problem with it, and then one thing I want to raise. I think that unlike the previous one, this we can't just use electric utilities here in general, because I think this leaves out again certain like Xcel, right? It's only co-ops or municipally owned utilities. I think that needs to be specified. The only other question I have, and I don't think this needs to be changed, is whether the PUC's role is material enough to lay out specifically in supervising the elections, which is a difference from the previous measure.
I'd leave it out personally, but.
Okay, I think I would leave that out, but I think we need to clarify that this is not every electric utility is going to be covered by this.
Ms. Eubanks?
Well, I was just going to ask Mr. Domenico, would you be more comfortable if we say authorizing members of a cooperative electric association or customers of a municipally owned utility?
Yes.
In terms of the specifics.
Yes, and then I was thinking we could use certain in the line 2, and then that language in lines 3 and 4.
Okay. So I think you want me to go ahead and take a stab? Okay, so up on line 2, before electric, we want to say insert certain.
Mm-hmm.
And then down on line four, after members, insert of a cooperative electric association. Then after customers, let's see, of a, I guess we want to strike an electric and insert municipally owned. And then I guess that causes a little bit of a problem on line five. We have the reference to utilities possessive. We could say the associations or utilities use, because it, I don't know that the term their utility covers both. So insert association, apostrophe S, or
that addresses my concern, and I think it's accurate. So I'll move that change.
Second. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. If there's no other change, Mr. Golden Dubois, why don't you come to the mic?
I'm sorry, I think you just, on line four, towards the end of the line, you may need to say municipally owned electric utility.
Now the measure just says municipally owned utility.
Okay.
Even though obviously it's to increase the percentage of retail electricity sales from renewable energy resources, but
yeah, I think
just leave it.
Leave it. Any other changes? If not, is there a motion to adopt the staff draft as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 98. The time is 1:50. And let's move on to the next agenda item, which is 2009-2010, number 95, Renewable Energy Standards. Mr. Ramey. This is, you're representing proponents?
Getting quiet here. I'm representing the proponents again. Maybe helpful on this one, even though it is a make sure the purpose is clear, that it, that the point is to expand the applicability of Colorado's renewable energy standard to all providers of retail electric service in the state. I mention that because the way the statute currently reads is there is exemptions from a definition, and the definition are exempted from rules and so forth. But after the amendment, the way it would read and the intent of the initiative is to scoop up all providers of retail electric service in the state per the, actually the first words of the current reading. I don't have any other comments. Unless...
Any questions for Mr. Ramey? No, sorry.
Can I get a sidebar with him before he comes up?
You could do that. Let's turn to this question of whether the measure complies with the single subject requirement. Is there anybody who wishes to testify on that issue? Mr. Newman.
Chris Newman, Greenberg Traurig, on behalf of Tri-State. And again, we believe that proposed initiative 95 addresses multiple subjects. Among other things, in the deletions in the first sentence, it accomplishes repealing small utility exemptions, the opt-out provisions of Article 9.5, a separate article. It invalidates previous opt-out actions and makes those who've opted out subject. As the proponent himself mentioned, it expands the authority of the PUC in a way that creates a multiple subject problem by granting the PUC new authority over entities over whom it has no authority presently, being municipal electric utilities and cooperatives who have opted out. It has the potential of modifying the renewable energy standards currently in force by municipalities or cooperative electric associations, and it establishes retroactive obligations, and it creates a class of immediate violators in as much as the renewable energy standards begin in 2007, and on day one we have municipal electric utilities and cooperative electric associations who may or may not be able to meet the standards then in effect. And for these reasons, we believe that the title suffers from multiple subjects.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you. Craig Johnson on behalf of the Colorado Association of Municipal Utilities. And once again, we would like to echo the concerns raised by Tri-State, but I think when you look at the language of this initiative, it really does at least three separate and distinct things. The stated purpose was to extend the applicability of the renewable energy standards. To do that, it does three separate things. Number one, it changes the definition of a qualifying retail utility. It broadens it. It eliminates the language about other than municipally owned utilities that serve 40,000 customers or fewer. So it broadens that. But in addition to that, it eliminates the ability to opt out without PUC approval. And I think most importantly, it creates a new class of powers for the Public Utilities Commission, which is not something that's necessary or even necessarily related to the stated purpose of this. Right now, if you have a municipal entity that's a qualifying retail utility under the meaning of 42.124, that entity is not subject to PUC regulation and it self-reports. So it is responsible for its own compliance. What by adding the new language, or rather striking the language, exempting municipals from the rules and regulations of the PUC, it not only violates Article 25 of the Colorado Constitution and makes municipals subject to PUC regulation, but it creates a new layer of regulatory authority that never existed. It's not necessary to the fundamental purpose. It's something that's new and expansive, and for that reason, we believe this suffers from a multiple subject.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. You. Anyone else? Mr. Ramey, would you want to comment on the single subject issues?
I guess just one point of clarity with this statute. Again, the point is to expand the applicability of the renewable energy standard. Given the way that standard is presently applied, the way you do that is the amendments in this particular statute section. And I again point out this was an initiative. This was an initiative. We're amending an initiative by an initiative. So sometimes the wording is a little difficult. But, for example, when we are saying that various qualifying utilities that used to not be subject to the rules of the PUC are now subject to the rules because we take out that exemption. That only refers to the context of 42.124, not rules across the board. That's an entire statement, and the amendment itself is limited to the context of the statutory provision here. Now, this isn't a paragon of legislative drafting, I suppose, as Eubanks can attest. But that is the language we're working with, and the effect, the intent and effect is everything that is done, the exemptions that are eliminated across the board and the preclusions of opt-outs refer solely to the scope of the subject matter covered by 42.124. No intended influence or effect beyond that. Now, if we were drafting from scratch, we might do that a little differently, but we're not. This is the way.
I do have a question.
Ms. Eubanks.
Mr. Ramey, my question goes back to an issue that I raised back on one of the earlier measures, and it has to do with the applicability of 40-2-124. That even though the headnote refers to renewable energy, the statute deals with eligible energy resources, which seems to be broader than just renewable energy resources. So my question to you is, are the changes that your initiative would make, it wouldn't just apply to renewable energy standards, would it? Wouldn't it apply to everything that's in 40-21-124 in terms of eligible energy resources?
Yeah, yes. I mean, I think we use the term renewable energy standard loosely.
And I understand that, but I wanted to make sure
it's a co-term
that it because we're just broadening the statute, and the statute deals with both those types of energy resources. Okay.
Not affecting anything outside the scope of the statute, nor are we narrowing it.
Well, I'm just in thinking about the title, which refers to renewable. That may be an issue. That's why I was asking. Thank you.
Mr. Domenico.
Can I just ask what is the intended impact of the last sentence or half sentence of this on the last sentence? I think I understood Mr. Johnson saying this creates kind of a whole new aspect of PUC authority. Do you intend for that to arise other than by applying existing authority? The only place I could see where that would come is somehow by the application of this last sentence, which gives the commission authority, but that's part of the existing statute.
Exactly.
So this just applies all the existing structure to more utilities, right? That's the only change? Okay, thanks.
Mr. Newman.
I'm just not sure it has that effect, because the subject of the rules established under this article is modifying those entities with the exception of those who are exempt. And so if you now read it to affect all entities in plain language subject to rules established by this article, you're suddenly much broader than a renewable energy standard, which is our concern.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's the point that I was trying to raise, not very eloquently, before, is that we are not, the intent of this, and I would assume an interpretation of this, would not be to expand rulemaking or the scope of being subject to rules beyond the scope of this existing provision as we are amending it. I think I heard that fear, that somehow we were bringing entities under rules making them subject to rules established under this article by the commission in the scope of the subject of this. Again, I think that's an issue that we're, by initiative, we're seeking to amend a provision that was drafted by initiative. So we're living with the language we have. But that is the effect. And I would think a court would, I would hope, certainly submit to a court if it ever came up interpretive analysis, that is the clear meaning of the word.
Well, but I do think it is true that it invalidates all past opt-out elections. Is that right? And then as I read it, you might be able to opt out under 49.5.104 again, but not out of the provisions of 124 unless you get commission approval.
Changes the ability.
So if you've voted to exempt yourself years ago, you're going to have another vote, or you're subject to all the commission rules as if you had never opted out. Okay. I
think that's correct. I could.
That's the way I read the change to the second sentence, and then the third sentence talks about opting out again, I think, as I understand it.
You know, and if